Hi all, welcome to the first sound clip for the course in financial risk. I'm going to talk about the PDFs for lecture one, and I'm right now looking at the first page of lecture one. And you can see up on top the coronavirus, or an image of the coronavirus, and it's of course what fills all our lives right now. Down to the right, you see a picture of a country road in southern Sweden, in Småland, I think it was, before and after the Gudrun windstorm 2005. This caused 326 million euro in loss to just one of the insurance companies in Sweden, Länsförsäkringar. And 72% of it was due to forest losses, and it was four times larger than the second largest. This is something we'll talk much more about later on in the course. Down to the left bottom, you see somebody trying to sell mortgages to a couple in the US, and this sort of very bad handling of household loans for buying houses in the US was the start and the real reason for the late 2009 financial crisis. This is now called the Great Recession by economists. On page two, you can see what this course does and doesn't do. So the aims are, you will learn some fun things about financial risks. You will learn some basic risk management tools from extreme value statistics. And these tools are much more widely useful also. You can use them for measure for handling environmental risks and many other kinds of risks too. And the course will have some basic parts of the quantitative credit risk modeling. But it's good to know what it doesn't do either. It's not a complete systematic account of financial risk management. It's not Financial Time Series modeling. That you can get in other courses in the mathematical sciences courses. And it's not about Black-Scholes option pricing methods. This is also important and covered in other courses. And it's not in macroeconomics, and macroeconomics is not done, as far as I know, in the mathematical sciences department. Then the course does quantitative risk modeling in particular trying to predict risks and understand and handle risks. But it's very important to know and remember that there are risks which cannot be handled by mathematical models. Page three gives a definition of risk. There's many different definitions, and none of them cover all of what could be risks, and some are too wide, but it still might be useful to think about what risk means. And here one definition is that risk is an event or action which prevents an institution from meeting its obligations or reaching its goals. There is a book, The Black Swan, by Nicholas Taleb, which I'm quoting something from now. And what it says is, if one does not understand the real world situation well enough, then the best quantitative tools will not help. And here is the Turkey example in the graph. It's 1001 days in the life of a Thanksgiving turkey. You know, you remember, I suppose you all know, Thanksgiving is where everybody in the United States eats turkey. So if you see the graph, on the y-axis is the well-being of the turkey, And you can see, and on the x-axis is the number of days, or the number of the days. And you can see the well-being just grows and grows and grows. And if you want to do a mathematical prediction of the behavior of the graph, well, you would do a sort of a straight line through the slope, and you would completely miss a surprise, which is that the turkey gets slaughtered for Thanksgiving. So this is something you should remember. When you do quantitative risk modeling, you always have to think about the risks which are not inside of the models. Okay, next slide, page four, is sort of a view of statistics, how statistics works. And it's real world statistics. It's not necessarily completely what you learned in your first basic course of statistics. And you can see, what does one do? Well, you start maybe with a statistical model, and then you want to use this for analyzing data. But of course, when you do analyze the data, if you do it well, you need to check that the model you use fits. And very typically, this means that you have to adjust the model. So you get a new statistical model. You see the arrow to the left. And then you use this statistical model for the data analysis. And then maybe you're done. You feel you've gotten out what you can get out of the data, or maybe you have to go through the circle again. And typical things which are, at least in basic courses, assumed are things which need to be checked. Independence in time, or independence between different data series. Stationarity, that the distribution you use fit in finance. Risk, or if you want to look at risk, well, you have to think about risk for which period. If you're going to do peaks or threshold modeling of financial risks, which I'll talk about a lot later, you have to think about how you choose a threshold for the modeling. This is not understandable right now, but I'll come back to it. And of course, in the general statistics, you need to think about the list below the circle. You have to think about what distribution should you choose for the things you're looking at or interested in. You should be able to estimate the parameters or functions of the parameters of the distributions. And in risk management, it's often quantiles. Quantiles say, what is the value such that there is only 1% risk that the loss is larger than this value. You have to be able to measure the uncertainty of the statistical modeling. This is done in by confidence intervals and predictions intervals. Also, when you choose models and you think about what is important and what is not, you might have to do hypothesis testing. There's also important things, and this is what you presumably have learned a lot, some of it in your basic statistic course. You'll learn more in this course. And further things which we will not think about, which are important, is regression and dependence modeling. We will not do it. Prediction, we will not do it. But the really basic and important thing is that you understand. So statistics is a tool for quantifying what data says, but very often understanding is the most important part. It's more important than just trying to estimate things. Okay, so for the course, you'll need to refresh your basic statistics knowledge, and that'll be an important part of what you get out of your course. Statistics is important, and you will use it throughout your professional careers and maybe in your private life too. And the better you know it and the better you understand it, the better you will be able to get the benefits from it. And so you will need to refresh, you need to know what is a random variable, what is a distribution function, what does independence means, and very importantly, in which you might have forgotten, is what is a conditional probability. We'll use Poisson processes, expected values, variances, moments, correlation, point estimation, confidence intervals. A thing which we'll use quite a lot, which you may not have seen very much in your basic course, is QQ plots. If you don't know what they are, follow the link and look at them. And as you've seen before in the web homepage for the course, you can use any programming tool for your for the work you're going to do in the course. This link on the page here goes to R, which is a free software environment for statistical computing and graphics, and it's also often very useful, and that's where all the new methods come first. So you might want to look at it a little at least, even if you are going to keep doing MATLAB, which you know better. And Helga will have an exercise session where you sort of do refresh your basic statistics knowledge. An important part of risk analysis, or what people do a lot and what is important, is to try to think about what are the different risks, to give them names, and then this makes you sort of focused thinking and not forget about different kinds of risks. So in the economics literature, finance literature, you look at credit risk, market risk, operational risk, insurance risk, liquidity risk, reputational risk, legal risk, and so on. So for example, credit risk is that you lend money to somebody and this person or this organization doesn't pay it back. Market risk, that's when you buy some shares or do some operation in the financial markets and it turns out bad. What's the risk that it turns out bad? Operational risk becomes more and more important. Things go bad when you handle financial processes. So hacking is a very, very big risk. And just the breaking down of, say, the bank's computer program systems is a big risk. And you have to handle them. You have to think about them continuously. And if you don't do it, they'll come back and bite you. Insurance risk is, well, if you're an insurance company, a lot of the claims are small claims and you can adapt and do things sequentially and the risks are not so bad, big, but some risks are bad, big. So windstorms is an example of very big risks. And if you don't handle those risks well, the insurance company might go bankrupt and the people who've taken out insurances in the company might not get their money. So it's extremely important this is handled well. Liquidity risk is something which sometimes happens to companies and which is really very unfortunate. That is, you have basically a well-working company and it'll eventually do well and get enough money both to function and to get profits for the people who own shares in it or pay the salaries for the people who work there. But you have, suddenly you're out of money, and even if you will get income later, you just don't have any money to handle right now. That's liquidity risk. Reputational risk is, of course, very important. If a company gets a bad reputation, people won't buy from it. They won't use it, and you have to handle reputational risk. Legal risks are very big, in particular in the United States. Opioid crisis in the US, there's been billions of dollars in legal costs and in damage payments towards the pharmaceutical companies who didn't do what they should in a good way. So down they say more detailed definition or description of the different risks. So thank you for now. I'll come back in the next slide.